This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Cost of Diabetes. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's no cure for diabetes. You have to manage it with medication, constant monitoring, and a pretty strict diet. If you don't do that, the complications can be serious, even deadly. So when a new treatment comes down the pipeline, people get excited, especially when that treatment sounds like it could be life-changing.
Today we're going to explain the difference between the disappointing goals and results of conventional diabetes therapy and the remarkable outcomes when the artificial pancreas system is added.
That's the beginning of an advertisement video from a company called Trina Health. They have made big headlines in recent months. Liz Tung explains why.
Trina Health launched its first clinics around 2011. And from the beginning, it was promising big things. The company said its treatments could reverse serious diabetes complications, lost sight, heart disease, liver failure. Within a few years, Trina was a full-blown franchise, with more than a dozen clinics across the country offering their treatment. Patients on social media and online forums hailed it as a miracle. And then came this news.
Serious federal indictments are down for longtime state representative Jack Williams, lobbyist Marty Connors, and healthcare CEO Ford Gilbert.
Ford Gilbert is the founder of Trina Health. He was recently arrested for bribing legislators in Alabama
to push a bill through the legislature that would require Alabama insurance giant Blue Cross Blue Shield to cover treatments at his three Alabama clinics.
Hammond Reports flooded the media, calling Trina a scam, an example of the worst abuses in our healthcare system. Despite that, at least some of the clinics have stayed open for business, including a new one in New York City called the Diabetes Relief Center. So a few days after news of Ford Gilbert, the Trina CEO's arrest, I jumped on a Greyhound to check it out.
So I'm standing at Grand Concourse and East 149th Street.
The Diabetes Relief Center is in the South Bronx, an area experts have called the epicenter of the diabetes epidemic. Standing at the corner, it's obvious how important neighborhood is when it comes to diabetes.
Down the street, Dunkin' Donuts, there's a Popeyes, Burger King, past that. McDonald's.
It's a busy area, crowded and noisy. But step inside the glass doors at 2825 3rd Avenue, and suddenly, it's quiet. Riding the escalator up, I start getting nervous. I'm visiting this clinic uninvited and unannounced just a few days after the guy who invented their treatment was arrested for fraud. I have visions of the staff throwing me out, but when I step into the office...
Hi. My name is Liz. I'm a reporter from...
The women at the desk are super nice. They call in their public relations guy, John Schulenberg.
I'm sorry to just drop in.
Well, I'm sorry, because there's not much you can see right now.
It's still pretty early, maybe 11-ish. But John says the clinic's head doctor will be in around 3.
If there's a chance that you can come back then,
okay.
And talk to them and patients... Are
just... As I'm packing up, I meet a guy with silver hair and a rolling suitcase.
Hey, Luz!
You seem like you're a regular here.
Well, actually, my first day was yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took the train down from Boston.
His name's Frank. He asked that I not use his last name to protect his medical privacy. And he came down specifically to try out the treatment. Frank's got good doctors up in Boston, but he's still struggling to manage his condition.
I'm a diabetic with a very high level of insulin resistance.
Serious cases like Frank's can mean you're at risk for heart attack, stroke, or Frank's biggest fear... kidney failure, all of which Frank's hoping to avoid by coming here.
If it has the effect that I'm hopeful for, it can change your life.
Just then, a nurse calls him in.
We ready?
We agree to talk later, and I head to a coffee shop to wait. I've got a few hours, so I figure I'll look back at some Trina videos. Here's one featuring indicted CEO Ford Gilbert.
The Trina Health treatment is the only clinically proven, safe, and effective way to slow, stop, and reverse the chronic complications of diabetes.
Ford Gilbert, by the way, is not a medical doctor. He's a lawyer. And the story goes that he developed the treatment himself after his daughter Trina was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. The videos make this big deal about Trina's treatment being different from conventional therapy, but they do have one thing in common. Both revolve around insulin. So some quick background. Conventional treatment involves injecting insulin several times a day into the tissue right below your skin so that it diffuses slowly into your body. But with Trina, a pump delivers the insulin directly to your bloodstream in these little pulses that are designed to imitate the pancreas. The result, according to Trina,
insulin reaches the liver quickly and in bursts, awakening the liver to stimulate the production of metabolic enzymes.
This is basically the big idea of Trina's treatment. The way they explain it, imitating the pancreas creates a chain reaction in the body that reconditions your metabolism so that it's better able to handle sugar. Trina doesn't exactly say that it can cure diabetes, but it does say it can reverse some of its causes and most dangerous complications, which sounds pretty incredible. And I'm not the only one who thinks so.
I was, like, astounded by how outrageous their claim seemed.
That's endocrinologist Jill Crandall. She works at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, also in the Bronx, and is a longtime diabetes researcher. I asked her if the Trina treatment seemed legit, and her answer was a decided no.
They show these very impressive-looking pictures on their website of advanced neuropathic complications, ulcers, and other problems with the feet that seem to be cured following their treatment, and there's just absolutely no evidence to support that at all.
Jill says the Diabetes Relief Center makes it all seem so appealing.
It's so simple. This is all you have to do, and your problems are over. And I think people are desperate for an answer, for a solution like that.
The Diabetes Relief Center's website says their treatment is covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurers. But back in 2009, the agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid said there's no clear evidence that the treatment works. When I called recently, the agency didn't answer my questions about their current payment policy, but we do know that it isn't approved by the FDA. If you read through the Trina website, though, you might come away with that impression. What is approved by the FDA? Insulin, which Jill says any doctor can prescribe in any way they see fit. So calling the treatment FDA approved, she says it feels like a deliberate misrepresentation.
So how they get away with it? I think they're skirting the law. And I think also they're targeting vulnerable populations.
Around 3, I head back to the Diabetes Relief Center, determined to ask some tough questions. What proof do they have that their treatment works? And how do they justify their claims about FDA approval and widespread insurance coverage? But back at the center, everything seems so professional and pleasant. I can feel my resolve starting to melt as the center's PR guy, John Schulenberg, walks me into their treatment room.
Sure, we have an open area of about 5,000 square feet that actually fronts onto 3rd Avenue.
It's spacious and modern, like medical care from IKEA. And at the center of all of it, 8 patients sitting on royal blue recliners as IVs send pulses of insulin into their blood. I approach a middle-aged woman with an eye patch. Her name's Jenny Malang, and she's about 12 weeks into treatment.
I was diagnosed in December with as being legally blind, and my vision has improved since I've been on this program. So I'm happy about that, because that was the goal. That was my main goal.
Jenny comes once a week. She says each session takes 4 or 5 hours, but Jenny likes the visits. She says she feels taken care of.
The nursing staff is fantastic. They really are.
A team of 4 nurses runs around taking vitals, adjusting IVs, dispensing crackers and juice in case of dipping blood sugar. It's like mom fussing over you when you're sick. Over by the sitting area, Frank, the guy I met earlier who came down from Boston, has finished his treatment and is talking about the fear that brought him here.
I'm going to be one of their toughest cases.
He's got high glucose levels, which over time can destroy your kidneys.
And then you're essentially in dialysis for the rest of your life. So really trying to avoid that.
Frank's been on the conventional treatment route for a while. He's got heavyweight doctors in Boston and Baltimore, but they seem suspicious of the Trina treatment, which is why Frank says he's not telling his doctors back home. He wants to figure out first if it's working.
Because I travel a lot, I'll probably do the next 2 in San Diego. There's a clinic there. I'm hoping that maybe someday soon there'll be one in Boston.
Just then, the center's chief medical and science advisor arrives.
Hi.
This is Dr. Jack Lewis.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
He's the guy I've been waiting for all day.
Let's go back to the break room.
The guy who I'm thinking should be able to tell me once and for all whether this treatment actually works.
I'm John, but I go by Jack. So it's Jack Lewin, MD.
Jack's a doctor, a cardiology specialist, not a diabetes specialist, but he's got tons of other credentials.
A lot of public health. I ran the whole
He's chair of the National Coalition on Healthcare, has testified before Congress. He was even considered for Surgeon General under Bill Clinton.
Seen healthcare from a lot of angles.
As we get settled in the clinic staff room, he tells me about what attracted him to the treatment.
very, very positive, stunning reactions of patients that I've interviewed. And I can't get that out of my mind.
But when I press him about what other doctors like Jill Crandall have said, that there's no evidence showing this actually works, Jack begins to hedge.
Well, you know, again, this is anecdotal, okay? Because this is not science, because you've got to have a control group, you got to do all that stuff.
In other words, the treatment hasn't been proven, at least not by the kinds of high-quality studies the medical world requires. That's why Jack says he's here, to carry out a research project that shows how and why the treatment works. But these people here today, they're not part of a study. They're just patients who Jack says get charged $375 for each treatment session.
So then I guess my question is, why not start with the study rather than start with the clinics? Because people are paying for this, right?
And that's a reasonable question. I can't answer that question. My role is not to, I'm not part of the clinic. I'm part of the research.
Jack gives a similar answer to my questions about the clinic's connection to the larger Trina Health Company.
Well, see, I'm a consultant here, so I'm not part of this. Yeah, I'm just an independent guy who's doing this work because I believe in it.
We finish up, and as I'm putting away my recording gear, I spot a chart on the wall. The title, Get to Goal, 84 Treatments Per Week. And below that, a graph. The zagging line going up, that's the number of treatments the clinic has delivered over the past few months. Another zagging line, this one headed down, represents the number of empty chairs. It looks like they're a little behind where they want to be. But the clinic's clearly got high hopes, and so do their patients.
Liz Tung reported this story, and since she visited the Diabetes Relief Center in the Bronx, they called her to tell her they've cut ties with Trina Health. The Trina logos and several of the biggest health claims are gone from the website. The staff at the Diabetes Relief Center say they're still offering a version of the treatment Liz described in her story, but they're tweaking the way they deliver it.